Shalom, everybody! In Parshas Kisavo, the Torah tells us in great detail what will happen to Bnei Yisrael when we listen to Hashem, and we also hear in great and painful detail what will happen if we do not listen to Hashem. And one of the things that Hashem says, one of the brachos that we will receive if and when we listen to Hashem, is in Perek Chaf Ches Pasuk Yud, V'ra'u Kol Amei Haaretz. All of the nations of the land will see, Ki Shem Hashem Nikra Alecha, that you are called by the name of Hashem, that God's name is associated with you, and V'yarumi Mecca, they will be in awe of you. It's an incredible bracha. Bnei Yisrael will not be downtrodden. Bnei Yisrael will not be looked down upon. The opposite, the world will be in awe of us. It's incredible. And the Gemara in Brachos and Daf Vav Amud Aleph and elsewhere says the following about this bracha and about this pasuk. Minayin, says the Gemara, minayin she'atfilin oz hamli Yisrael. The Gemara says, from where is it learned? From where is it derived that tfilin provides strength for Bnei Yisrael? The Gemara says, from our pasuk, v'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra alecha v'yarumi mecha. And the Gemara then quotes Rabbi Elazar HaGadol, who says that that pasuk is referring elu tfilin shebarosh. These are the tfilin shel rosh. Rabbi Elazar HaGadol understands our pasuk, which says that people will be in awe of us, as referring to the tefillin that we wear on our heads. They are a source of strength. Oz heim li Yisrael. That's the Gemara, but what does it mean? How are our tefillin a source of strength? And not only that, but why the tefillin shel rosh, and not the tefillin that are on our arms? This question is asked by the Vilna Gaon, Rav Eliyahu of Vilna, who died in 1797, and he explains this Gemara and this Pasuk in a most beautiful way. It's found in a set of Svarim called Sdei Eliyahu. It's a compilation of Chidushim of the Vilna Gaon on Shas. It's compiled by Rav Shmuel David Mavshevitz, and it's in the volume on Maseches Brachos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph on our Gemara. The Vilna Gaon says that the Pashut Pshat of this Pasuk and this Gemara is that a Jew should be in awe of Hashem so much, so cognizant of Hashem as a presence in his or her life so much that anyone who sees them would and could learn from them how to serve Hashem. They should be so pure and so sincere in their avodas Hashem that it's externally, readily apparent that this is a God-fearing person. If I follow in this person's ways, I will get closer to Hashem. And that's what our pasuk says, V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz. All the peoples, all the nations of the land will see you. They will be able to see you. And they will be able to realize, Ki shem Hashem nikra alecha, that the name of Hashem is associated, alecha, it's on you. It's so real on the inside that it's apparent on the outside. You can't fear Hashem, really and truly fear Hashem on the inside, and then act rudely or dishonestly on the outside. And that's why the Gemara says that this refers to tefillin shel rosh. The tefillin that we wear on our arms are often covered by a sleeve or a jacket, but the tefillin shel rosh are out and they're open for all to see. That is what the Vilna Gaon says is the simple explanation of the pasuk. However, he also says there is a deeper meaning here as well. The Gemara did not say that our pasuk refers to tefillin she'al harosh, tefillin on the head. Rather, the Gemara said that our pasuk refers elu tefillin shebarosh, literally means tefillin in the head. The Vilna Gaon says that that is what's going on here. It's not enough to wear tefillin on your head. The tefillin, the messages of tefillin, and really all mitzvos must go in the head. They must be internalized. The mitzvos must be made a part of us. They have to become the definition of who we are and what we stand for. And when that happens, elu tefillin shebarosh, when the mitzvos become who we are in our brains, in our bodies, in ourselves, then v'yarumi mecha, people will be in awe of you. In fact, there is a story quoted in that same Sefer, Sdei Eliyahu. I actually saw a similar story about the Baal HaTanya when he was in jail, but there's a story quoted in that same Sefer, Sdei Eliyahu, that the Vilna Gaon was once in an inn, in a hotel. And in the morning, the innkeeper was davening, and so was the Vilna Gaon with their tefillin. And a local thug came in and started beating and robbing the innkeeper while the innkeeper was wearing tefillin. So the innkeeper started screaming, and the Vilna Gaon came in the room, also with his tefillin on. And the thug, when the thug saw the Vilna Gaon, the robber saw the Vilna Gaon with his tefillin, he ran away. So after the innkeeper recovered, he asked the Vilna Gaon, what happened? We were both wearing tefillin. Why was he afraid of you and not me? And the Vilna Gaon replied, I can't judge you, but it would seem that you were wearing tefillin on your head. I was wearing tefillin in my head. The Yaru Mimeka, God willing, all of us, Emir Tzashem, will bring the mitzvos that we do in us and not just on us. Have an amazing day, everyone.